LED light bulbs, energy-efficient refrigerators and washing machines. Demand for electricity has stagnated, yet utilities want to sell more watts. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports that those companies think electric cars can boost business.
Pleasant music greets visitors outside Lindsborg City Hall. The main intersection in this small Kansas town of about 3,500 people is generally pretty quiet. Every once in a while, a truck goes by, followed by a small SUV or maybe a minivan. But sit there long enough, and you'll likely spot a brand new white Tesla Model 3 electric vehicle drive by on its way to its parking spot next to City Hall.
Well, the idea is to put an electric car where people can touch it.
That's Lucas Neese, Lindsborg's assistant city administrator. The town operates its own electric utility company. City leaders spent $40,000 to buy the car to try and convince people how much sense it can make to drive electric, even out here in rural Kansas.
So we're trying to sell more electricity in the face of LED bulbs and some of those things, which are great innovations. But as a business unit, how do we sell more electricity? Electric cars are an opportunity to sell more electricity.
Like the city of Lindsborg, Kansas's largest electric utility sees profit in getting more people driving plug-in cars. That's why the recently merged Kansas City Power and Light and Westar Energy spent the past decade investing heavily in charging stations in the Kansas City area. It boasts one of the highest concentrations of public chargers in the country. All that growth has caught the eye of some in the oil and gas industry. In KCP&L's latest rate case before Kansas regulators, the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers filed arguments against letting the electric utility pass on some of the cost of building a charging network to household customers.
It just doesn't make sense to us for, you know, for retirees, for example, who maybe don't drive a car at all, to be paying higher rates in order to fund electric vehicle charging stations.
That's Derek Morgan, AFPM's Vice President of Regulatory Affairs. He says the market should dictate where charging stations go up, just like gas stations. He argues monopoly utilities such as KCP&L and Westar shouldn't be allowed to use captive household ratepayers to subsidize a new industry. And in Kansas, that's still the case. Electric vehicle charging stations aren't paid for by ratepayers. Yet. Regulators didn't allow the subsidies in that rate case, but haven't ruled it out in the future. Tammy Alexander is the program coordinator for the Central Kansas Clean Cities Program. It's a nonprofit that wants to wean the state's transportation system off petroleum. She says electric vehicle infrastructure, even in the state's largest city, Wichita, is bad, and it only gets worse from there.
Say I'm going to Greensburg. I could get there. They have some chargers at the Big Well. They're what's called level 2 chargers, so I'd have to spend several hours in Greensburg charging up my vehicle in order to get back home.
She says what the state really needs is a network of high-voltage fast chargers. They can fully charge most electric vehicles on the road today in as little as 20 minutes. Kansas has a few along Interstate 70 and 35, but most are spaced farther than 100 miles apart. But getting more of those kinds of chargers means that a city or an electric utility must spend its own money, and it won't be cheap.
They're not something that you put in to make a ton of money, not a fast charger.
There is some financial help available in Kansas for building chargers. As part of a settlement with Volkswagen over diesel vehicle emissions cheating, the state has a little more than $2 million available to help build EV infrastructure. At as much as $50,000 a pop for a new fast charger, the settlement money will go quickly. Alexander has organized a group of cities and electric utilities to help come up with a plan on how to best spend that money.
There are potentially developers who are going to be willing to spend the money to put that infrastructure in where there is a lot of traffic. It's going to be tougher to get to convince people to put infrastructure in on their own dime where there's not.
She expects gas-powered cars will be on the road for a long time, but electric vehicle use is going to continue to rapidly increase, especially as car makers introduce more models with greater range in cities and states with more chargers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Lindsborg.
The Kansas News Service reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.